Rosary, my friends, is the most powerful prayer after the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. This is the testimony of many saints and mystics and even popes. And that's why we have to understand more deeply what the Rosary is so that we can use this spiritual weapon to the greatest possible benefit for the Church, for our own holiness, and for the triumph of our Mother's Most Immaculate Heart. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And in one sense, I have a real excitement about talking about the Rosary. In another sense, there's a feeling of great inadequacy because we're just not going to do the Rosary justice. But be that as it may, let's talk about why the popes, why the saints, why the mystics, why our Blessed Mother herself has so many times asked and in some cases begged us to pray the daily Rosary, not just for our own spiritual sanctification and edification, but for peace in the world. What could be more of a universal theme than our need to have world peace at this time of difficulty? Well, let's begin. I'm going to read a quote about the Rosary, and I'm going to ask you to see if you can guess who it is. And I'll give you a little hint. This person said this quote just 2 weeks after being proclaimed and declared and elected the Vicar of Christ on earth. Here's the quote, and I quote, "The Rosary is my favorite prayer, a marvelous prayer, marvelous in its simplicity and depth. It can be said that the Rosary is, in a certain way, a prayer commentary on the last chapter of the Constitution Lumen Gentium of Vatican II, a chapter which deals with the wonderful presence of the Mother of God in the mystery of Christ and the Church. Against the background of the words Ave Maria, there passes before the eyes of the soul the main episodes of the life of Jesus Christ. And they put us in living communication with Jesus through, we could say, his mother's heart. At the same time, our hearts can enclose in these decades of the Rosary all the facets that make up the life of the individual, the family, the nation, the Church, and all mankind, particularly of those who are dear to us. Thus, the simple prayer of the Rosary beats the rhythm of human life." All right, who made that quote? Most of you probably got it. Pope John Paul II, and that's correct. Only 2 weeks after he was Holy Father, elected by the College of Cardinals, he makes this as one of his first statements as the Vicar of Christ on Earth, telling you and me that the Rosary is his favorite prayer. Now, of course, we're talking about after the Mass, which is the greatest prayer, but what does that say to you and to me? What should it say to us when John Paul II, who almost certainly will become John Paul the Great, the third great in all history, said that the Rosary is his favorite prayer? That should say something to us. And what specifically does he say? He says at the end of his quote, "The simple prayer of the Rosary beats the rhythm of human life." What does that mean? It means, my friends, that we all have joyful, sorrowful, glorious, and even luminous times of our life. We're supposed to live those united with Christ. In fact, it's almost the other way around, that we know how to deal with our joys and our sorrows and our glories by seeing the way Jesus lived joyful, sorrowful, glorious, and now with John Paul II's edition of the Mysteries of Light, the luminous mysteries. So that's why he says it beats the rhythm of human life. It will help us through our sorrows like nothing else. It will also help unite our joys with his joys. And quite frankly, the things that make us joyful should be the things that made him joyful. So we're talking about not an ivory tower prayer. We're talking about a prayer that's supposed to see us through our daily life. And that's the power of the Rosary. Now, some might say, "I don't know what the Rosary is. I've heard about it. I don't know the basic structure of the Rosary." We're going to assume nothing in our programs here because we want it to be a teaching, a catechetic, and even an evangelizing tool of spreading the Rosary. So what is the Rosary? Well, the Rosary consists of a series of prayers and meditations which focus on the gospel life of Jesus Christ and secondarily his mother Mary. Paul VI said that the Rosary is a compendium of the gospel. What does that mean? That means that there's no greater summary of the life of Jesus in the gospel than we find in these 20 individual mysteries. So the rosary consists of a prayer structure of praying an Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, followed by a Glory Be, while meditating on the mysteries of the life of Jesus Christ, and secondarily, Our Blessed Mother in Scripture. It's, my friends, it's a no-lose situation. And we're going to deal with some of the objections to the rosary. Basically, things like, you know, it's, quite frankly, I find the rosary boring. And I've tried it a couple times, but I let it down. Remember, my friends, if the rosary is a compendium of the gospel, that means what we're really saying, although we're not intending to, is I find the gospel of Jesus Christ boring. I find the Bible boring. We wouldn't say that if we are meditating. And that's why we're going to talk about what the rosary is and how we are properly to pray this powerful prayer. Now, historically, the rosary in many papal encyclicals has been identified as coming through a vision or some supernatural means of Our Blessed Mother directly to the founder of the Dominican order, St. Dominic Guzman, in the 13th century. There are various new theories about where the rosary could have come, but I'm going to stick with the papal encyclicals, which identify that Our Lady directly gave the heart of the rosary to St. Dominic Guzman. Now, there are ways by which this can be done, and I want to make reference to something that a great Marian scholar, Garrigou Lagrange, who was also a leading Dominican at the time, this is what he says is the strongest Dominican tradition of what exactly was passed on from Our Blessed Mother to St. Dominic. And remember the context. The context is St. Dominic was going to preach against a heresy, the Albigensian heresy. Now, what's the nature of the heresy? Well, Albigensianism was a recycling of Manichaeanism, which so deeply contaminated Augustine before his conversion. And essentially, it's a heresy of dualism, saying there are two great forces in the world. There's a good God and there's an evil God, and the good God is spiritual and the evil God is material. And therefore, the Albigensians concluded that everything material is evil. And that's why they were against the beauty of marital love. That's why they're against children, which makes for a rather short-lived heresy, by the way. But this is the battleground that Dominic finds himself in, where people reject the good elements of creation. So Our Lady gives him a tool. Now, I want to read from the great theologian Father Garrigou Lagrange. This is what he says exactly was given. Quote, Our Blessed Lady made known to St. Dominic a kind of preaching till then unknown, which he said would be one of the most powerful weapons against future errors and future difficulties. Under her inspiration, St. Dominic went into the village of the heretics, gathered the people, and preached to them the mysteries of salvation, the incarnation, the redemption, eternal life. As Mary had taught him to do, he distinguished the different kinds of mysteries, and after each short instruction, he had 10 Hail Marys recited. And what the word of the preacher was unable to do, the sweet prayer of the Hail Mary did for hearts. So what was given? A preaching on the incarnation, redemption, eternal life. We're going to continue in our next program talking about how this brought fruit then and how it's supposed to bring fruit now. Stay with us in a series on the rosary. It's so important that we understand what a blessing the rosary is for ourselves, for our family, and for peace in the world. Thanks, and God bless.